A 19-year-old forced his way into a Waynesboro elementary school Wednesday, shot and wounded a staff member, and was taken into custody. No students were hurt. Controlled entry protocols held, but whether the shooter reached an occupied classroom before staff intervened is the question that will define whether that claim survived scrutiny. That incident lands the same week Virginia's growth math cracked open in public. Governor Spanberger became the first Virginia governor to formally intervene in an SEC proceeding. Filing in the $67 billion Dominion Next Era merger and citing affordability and clean energy commitments. She then declined to call a special session to extend the review clock, betting that conditions written into the merger order will bind NextEra more durably than anything negotiated under time pressure. Watch whether the SEC's final order includes enforceable NextEra-specific rate and generation commitments. If it does, other states copy the template. Loudoun County supervisors blinked. Rather than immediately ending grandfather protections for 17 pending data center campuses, the board asked its county attorney for a legal opinion before the October 6th meeting, a signal that vested rights litigation from developers with millions of square feet in the pipeline is a real fear. October 6th is now the vote to watch. Voters in 47 Virginia jurisdictions will decide this November whether to add a 1% local sales tax for school construction, with some Northern Virginia revenue earmarked for transit. It is the largest single test of local growth cost appetite in a generation. On the federal safety net, roughly 94,000 Virginians have lost ACA marketplace coverage after enhanced subsidies expired, and SNAP enrollment has dropped by about 100,000. Both losses are hitting the same households at once. In Commonwealth News, Virginia Tech's foundation bought the Hotel Roanoke Conference Center for $14 million, tightening the university's footprint in downtown Roanoke. And Chantilly-based Amentum won a $974 million 10-year NASA Langley contract, anchoring Hampton Roads' federal ecosystem for a decade. For the full briefing, plus events, things to do in your neck of the woods, and ways to give back close to home, visit virginiathisweek.com.